This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano and J.J. Jasper, and we're making you a more smarter person right here by just the Q&As that are going on.
That sounded a little like Lawrence Welk.
Did it now?
We're making you a more smarter person. A one and a two.
And somebody cue the bubbles.
Hey, right, we there. Left Rob hanging from North Chesterfield, Virginia. Rob, you had a question for us.
You got it, brothers. I sure do. All right. We all know the Incredible Hulk is green. What color was he originally?
Ed Vitagliano over here is our superhero expert.
I am not an expert. That's a great question.
The Incredible Hulk is green.
He's green. I'm going to guess on this.
Are you guessing for all of us?
What color was he originally?
Do you guys have a guess?
Guess. You're our comic book aficionado.
I'm not. I really don't read comic books anymore. It's been 35 years, but I did pay close attention when I was reading them. I'm just going to guess purple.
Purple?
Yes.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
All right. No, he was gray.
He was gray. Wow.
He was gray.
Stan Lee's little story behind that is he couldn't get the color to stick to the paper. Instead of, he tried green and he said the rest is history.
You know, that makes a lot of sense, Rob, because I explained to my children when I was growing up, the whole world was in black and white. And there was no color. And
right.
If you doubt it, get out some old pictures and look for yourself. Didn't come along until a little later on.
Did you steal that from me?
Yeah.
Have you told your kids that?
I've told it. But don't worry, I stole it from Calvin and Hobbes.
The Incredible Hulk, that was the green Lou Ferrigno, right?
Oh, in the TV series, yeah.
Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah, he played the Incredible
Hulk. I've got all the DVD series.
You know what? I never will forget, though, that. I never will forget. You remember that pay-per-view when it was the Incredible Hulk versus Barney back about 19...
Barney the dinosaur?
Yeah. That was an awesome fight.
Wow, I didn't...
Pay-per-view.
Yeah, it was about the last one of the pay-per-views that they had, it was incredible.
And the Hulk actually lost because that song that they played over and over
I think Barney was bullied as a kid. And man, he took... I just remember that so vividly.
As if it were yesterday.
Hey, look, I will say, those of us that watched, Popeye getting bullied, getting in a bind, looks like there's no hope. Somebody slips him a can of spinach, and you get so excited knowing if he can only get that can open. Same with Lou Ferrigno. When that shirt starts splitting, you say the bad guys are going to get what they're deserving.
Hey, those kind of shows, The Rifleman, what was the David Carradine movie, the TV show?
Kung Fu and The Incredible Hulk.
Those kind of shows, you waited the whole show just to watch Lucas McCain use that rifle or David Carradine do a little Kung Fu on somebody or The Incredible Hulk throw a bad guy through a wall. You waited the whole show to see that.
Yeah. All right.
Kept you tuned in.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks, Rob.
Hey, thank you, guys. God bless y'all.
I think Lou Ferrigno, the Incredible Hulk, was a great customer of Joseph Fay Banks. I think if you
buy one suit, get two free.
He needed them. Every week he's tearing up a new suit.
Yeah.
Huh? Hey, by the way, Tim, the scientist over here that was mocked earlier.
Yes, we mocked you.
Bring it.
Just like Galileo.
Yeah. Well, I'm maybe not in that league, but I'm right under there. The Earth's core is as hot as the sun's surface.
Well, you didn't say the sun's surface, but I will freely admit to being wrong.
Well, I said the sun.
Yeah, I didn't think it could be anywhere, but you're right. And Ann Reed, who's doing production work for us.
She's our crack researcher.
Yes.
She's not on crack, but she does research. And she found out that
she's been stealing cooking oil, so I don't know where that's headed.
She found out that I was indeed correct. I read that the other day, and that's something that sticks with you. When you read it, you go, that can't be true. But
right.
Then it was
like the thing with the ferrets and the M&Ms.
Yeah. So you're listening to the radio program, Today's Issues on the American Family Radio. That's why JJ quit gardening, by the way, he told me.
Oh, I dug. I started digging.
You started digging.
I dug so deep, I started sweating.
You're sweating, sweating.
And I said, I might be getting close to the core of the earth.
Yeah.
And I don't want to just, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, take a chance. You don't want to take a chance like
all
that.
All that lava bubbling
internal
up.
Internal combustion.
I tell you
spontaneous
what.
Spontaneous combustion.
We need to repeat our questions for the last time today. And then we'll get rolling on taking calls.
We'll get rolling, rolling, rolling. All right. Here are my questions. Under the U.S. Constitution, what city was the nation's first capital city? Was it Boston? Was it New York City? No, it was not Philadelphia.
No,
that's
wasn't.
Already been answered. Or was it Washington, D.C.? Second question. Technically speaking, a banana tree is not really a tree, but an herb. Is that true or false? And my third question, what animal appears on the California state flag?
I've got two questions left. Where are my baby boomers? In the 1950s,
in the closet.
Where was the headlight dimmer switches located on an automobile? You remember where the dimmer switch was? And then here's my second question. There are only 2 months. We got 12 months. Only two that don't have a major holiday.
Actually, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, which 2 months?
My dad used to actually call me a dimmer switch. Yeah, when I'd make a mistake, he said, what are you, some kind of dimmer switch? It was really hurtful.
Did it work?
Did what work?
Did it motivate you?
It didn't.
I guess it didn't.
It didn't motivate me. It hurt me. It crushed me. It's obvious I haven't excelled to my potential, Tim.
Exactly. Or you could be a scientist like me, Ed, who know things like plants that don't make seeds reproduce by forming what? Plants, you know, plants that don't make seeds, and they're often mocked, you know, in the plant family reunions because they don't make
seeds. They produce
seeds.
No seeds.
But how do they reproduce? By forming what? That's my question. So our phone number, I'm going to give it for the last time today, is 888-589-8840. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Our email is comments@afr.net. comments@afr.net. Our website is American Family Radio.
Only encouraging questions,
please. Is afr.net. That's right. That's right. That's right. All right, we're back to the phone.
We're really into self-esteem.
We are.
Hey, and just let me throw this out in full disclosure. Our studio audience, we did put an ad on Craigslist to fill the seats because it was so bare. $50, folks, if you'll come
like,
in here and,
like
and
the
clap
National
and
yeah.
laugh
and
as we're doing Learning University.
We'll pay you.
We'll pay
laugh.
You to do that.
And applaud
on
cue. If you
laugh out loud, we'll pay you more.
And then right, and shout Hillary.
Where do we go next?
All right, we're going to go to Byron, Mississippi, and Byron is on the line. What's the chances of that happening? Welcome to the program, Byron.
How are y'all today?
We're doing good.
You want to ask, answer, or do both, Byron?
Let me do both.
Okay, which one do you want to try to answer?
I believe it's JJ's question about the dimmer switch.
Here we go, Byron. In the 1950s, where were the headlight dimmer switches located on an automobile?
On the floorboard.
On the floorboard to the left of the clutch. You're exactly
right. You know, I remember
right.
that myself, and I'm 53.
It's not just the 50s, though. I remember we had a 69 Chrysler that
was into
that.
The 70s,
yeah.
I think, pretty much.
That, so, but that's, yeah, you set the reach down there.
And that seemed pretty natural. You know, now when you try to dim the lights, your wipers come on a couple of times and your horn honks and you put the cruise on. I mean, there's nothing going on with your left foot. Why not just have it right there?
Give it something to
do. Leave it alone.
It is really intimidating now. I don't even touch anything hardly at all, maybe my blinker. Because you start touching stuff up there, like you're saying, JJ, around the steering wheel, we got – thousand different things that can happen.
You can call somebody. You press a button, you call somebody.
And don't dare get in a rental car and expect to know what's going on. I've launched two missiles. How embarrassing is that? And how much extra work on John Kerry?
Yeah, I know. All right. You got a question for us, Byron?
Yes, sir, I do.
Fire away.
You might know this one. In the late 70s and the early 80s, the TV show The Dukes of Hazzard. What was the, you know, they communicated to one another through CB. What was Uncle Jesse's handle, and what was the boys' handle on CB?
I think Brent knows. What is it? Shepherd? What was it? Shepherd?
Lost sheep, this is Shepherd.
Lost sheep, yep, this yep, is yep, Shepherd.
Yep, yeah, yep, we could use the lifeline to get that.
Yeah, we got it from our producer.
Brent Creeley.
Operator over here.
Now, I can tell you the General Lee was the 69 Dodge Charger.
You know,
I thought that was a Subaru.
Do you not going delving deeper even into Dukes of Hazzard trivia?
I never watched the show, so I'm just completely oblivious to all this.
I wasn't a big fan, but anyway,
a big fan, and that explains my IQ.
Going to level three here on Dukes of Hazzard trivia. Do you know who owns the original car that's shown on the show today? Do you know who owns it? Anybody? Do you know Byron? Do you know JJ?
John Snyder owns one or two of them.
Yeah, they had several, but you know that they used in the show.
Well, I just know the original. General Lee.
Yeah.
Right. That's what it was called, right?
Right.
It was
01 on the door.
Owned by a professional golfer, Bubba Watson.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
Look it up.
Well, they destroyed one every show, didn't they? Wasn't it always
that, that's the thing is that they did use several, but like you say, had one of the early original.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We've dug down to the core, to the Earth's core.
We have to find the General Lee. We've gone to the core of General Lee trivia. Go ahead, Byron.
I remember seeing that on TV that he owned that. Yes, sir.
Yep, he does. So
we dug down to the Mopar core for all of you motorheads.
It's getting hot in here.
Hey, thank you, Byron.
Thanks, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Y'all too. Enjoyed it.
Thank you, sir. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University's on the air. We're not online per se. We're on the air where you can get your degree. Right here. So.
Right. Better than Trump University.
No need to go into Phoenix University or Southern New Hampshire or Trump. Right here.
That's right.
And we will give you extra credit for life experience. So, yes. You know, not to be outdone by the others.
We will. And the phone number, but we don't have time for – do we have time
And we've got scholarships available starting next fall. Now, we don't have a football or baseball team, but we do have badminton.
I tell you what.
We're going to have a badminton scholarship.
Hillary Clinton's going to pay for everybody to come before long.
Oh, we're going to make a fortune.
We're going to wipe out all the debt and pay for everybody's college. Free.
Yeah.
And no tax increases or anything. It's amazing.
888-589.
And you can keep your doctor if you like them. Oh, wait, yes. That was another.
That was a different promise. 888-589-8840 is the number to call if you want to get on. Shall we continue taking calls?
I don't see why not.
All right. I'm just not sure about this one. Licking, Missouri. Roger is on the line. All right.
I think that's finger licking. And I think that's in Kentucky.
All right. Well, I'm just going by what's on this here screen.
Am I the only one that got?
Finger licking,
did you get that,
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah,
that was good.
Yeah,
that was really good. I just can't stop laughing at that one.
You know, unfortunately, when you say "where's the beef" or something like that, and you're talking to somebody now under 40, they just look at you with a blank stare.
Yeah.
You know,
hey, excuse me for interrupting, JJ. Who's the new guy playing the Colonel Sanders on the TV commercials? You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Is that Daryl Hammond, the old Saturday Night Live guy?
I think it is a Saturday Night Live guy. I don't know who the guy's name. Yeah, it's not Daryl Hammond, though. Is that the guy's name?
I don't know.
They sure are a fair piece from the distinguished Southern gentleman to having that, you know, comedian.
This is a comedian.
Right, a comedian.
I was kind of shocked when I saw that first commercial with that. I thought, they're using this guy as a...
they're trying to be relevant.
It gets your attention. Maybe they thought, why not try something new?
And who hasn't tried to be relevant? When our twins were on the way and we were looking for names, our first choice, we were going to name our twins Copy and Paste. Just to keep it contemporary, keep it relevant.
Hey, this true story in Texas, a fella had his name was Hogg. That's his last name. You know where I'm going with this already? Have you heard
this before?
I don't.
No.
It's true story. His name was Hogg, Mr. Hogg, H-O-G-G. And... he had twin girls, and he named them Ima and Ura.
No, oh, come he did on. Not.
He did look it up. It's on the internet. On.
That's as silly as saying that the Earth's core is as hot as the sun.
You're a hog.
That
was their name. The twin has twin daughters. That's what he named them.
And then when they got old enough, they beat him, put him in the hospital.
No, they couldn't find him after social services took him away and scattered them all out in foster homes.
What, sir? We have some questions for you.
Mr. Hogg, could you speak? Mr. Hogg died today. What happened? Beat him to the pulp. Anyway, what do you got? Do we got another call?
We do have more calls, oddly enough. Waco, Texas, Sylvia is on the line. Sylvia, welcome to the program.
Thank you for taking my call.
And I'm looking at the screen here. You only want to answer. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Which question would you like to answer?
The one about the banana.
All right. Here it is. Technically speaking, a banana tree is not really a tree, but an herb. Is that true or false?
I'm going to say true.
It is true.
Mm-hmm. Nicely done,
it
Sylvia.
Is true. So great job. Did you know that? Did you look it up or what?
Well, I was listening to a food program on NPR, and I think it's used a lot in Indian cooking or something of that sort.
Okay.
It's where I heard it,
All right.
You know.
And folks, pay
and
attention.
I wanted to remember that it was so I could tell somebody else that it was an herb instead. But yes, I heard it on the radio.
And folks, stay tuned because over the next couple of weeks, I have more banana questions. Yes, I do.
I'll tell you one thing. In Tim's world, banana pudding is number 8 on the greatest things in life.
Really? That you like it that much?
I do. It's right there.
I'm with you.
I put two foods in there, maybe 3, but certainly banana pudding's 8.
Bacon's got to be in there.
Yo, that's 4. Yeah. Number 4. And then you got your pound cake coming in there. That's probably number 11. It's probably outside of the top 10, but it's pound cake's an emotional.
Well, I'll say this. My daughter-in-law's.
Not bad on Cheerios either.
Yeah. We're going to get started here. We're going to start arguing.
My daughter-in-law's grandmother, we call her Granny, makes the best desserts. And
really? You look forward to that dessert?
Oh, yeah. On Sundays after church?
Yeah.
Whew.
Hey, let me put an asterisk on this banana being an herb. You know, everybody knows that tomatoes technically are a fruit.
Right.
But someone, Sylvia has said, offered the difference between wisdom and knowledge. Knowledge is knowing that tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is knowing not to include tomatoes in fruit salad.
That is very good.
That was Poor Richard's Almanac right there. That's where that originally came from.
I think you're right.
Ben Franklin.
He gets credit for everything.
All right. Hey, thank you, Sylvia.
Okay. Thank you, Sylvia. Bless you. Thank you for calling. Okay, now here we go again. It's just mock Professor Tim day. And once again, I'm proven right. Go look up IMA. Second word, H-O-G-G. I'm a hog. She was the First Lady of Texas. She was known as the First Lady of Texas.
You mean she was the governor's wife?
Well, I'm trying to read here. I knew I heard this story right. I'm a hog, and her sister was Ura. U-R-A. I'm not making this up. Go look it up.
Oh, it's, wow.
Got the whole story on Wikipedia. There was a movie on Lifetime Channel about their life.
Huh, and that picture, she looks like
movies.
She's maybe expecting.
She's got 4 or 5 scroll downs right here. Don't say
that didn't
to
go
her.
Over my head. Yeah,
don't say
I'm
anything to her
you.
About
the
it.
Bread smile.
You know, she's got 4 or 5 scroll downs on your Wikipedia.
Wow.
Right here. So this was a real person who. So anyway. Maybe next week I'll get some respect.
Do
when
you
I bring
imagine
these
the amount of money spent in therapy? If I had a nickel for every one of those 12-step.
Hey, my mom, I've mentioned this before, but you know, as you get older, you don't care if you mention things 7 times to
right.
the same person over the course of a year. You know, they just have to take it, right?
You can't care because you're going to do it. Because
if your friends are that old, they do the same thing right. to you. You don't call them out every time they mention
right.
the same
You
joke.
Just smile and just
smile.
Nod. I do
but
that with my dad
my
all
mom,
the time.
This is, again, a true story.
Well, I believe you.
My mom
without you saying anything.
Went to college. This would have been in the 50s with a lady named Penny Nichols. and she was from Money, Mississippi.
Penny Nichols from Money, Mississippi. I'm not I believe that. You, Tim.
I believe it.
I believe
is
you.
Is that true?
If I'm lying,
is
I'm dying. Is that true? Penny, if you're out there anywhere.
Penny
I know
Nichols.
I know you got married.
Here's your opportunity you got, to cash
you got,
in.
You got married to Mr. Dollar. I know who you got married to. Anyway, Penny Nichols from Money Mississippi.
Hey, yeah. You know those stories you tell your children, the same stories like your dad is telling you the same ones. And I've done that. Just where my kids start to roll their eyes.
Yeah.
About a year ago, I said, well, that weekend that I stayed in that monastery, and everybody in the family, whoa, whoa, whoa. Now, what? I said, yeah, I've told you that story. They said, no, we would remember if you said you spent the weekend in a monastery with monks. And it took me most of the time to convince them that I was not joking. I was telling the
truth. You mean
there
was one that had slipped through somehow?
Never had told them. It was in Indiana, and near Bedford, Indiana. And I spent the weekend with monks in a monastery, and they were like, how do you leave that story off and tell us these dumb stories 20 times from the from the construction site?
No, that they'd taken a vow of silence because...
Yes, no, they were all silent. And you know, a guy who talks for a living?
Yeah.
That's pretty cruel for a guy who, you know, runs at the
were
mouth.
Were they allowed to laugh? Because that would... You were talking about torture for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, we got questions that have to be answered here, so we need to move on here.
All right, so one more question, or do we have time to take, or just answer?
Yeah, go ahead,
questions?
Real quick.
All right, we'll try to squeeze this in. We go to McNeil, Mississippi. Janelle, you're it. Last caller, and you got to make it quick. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Okay, I want to answer the question about the months with no holiday.
Janelle, here's the question. What are the only 2 months that don't have a major holiday?
I think it's April and August.
August is one, and since we're at the end
What's
of the program,
other one?
It's June. April has Easter.
She got 50%.
You got Easter, March and April, Easter will land there.
Okay, well, you have Father's Day in June.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. What about January? What about New Year's Day?
New Year's Day. Valentine's. You know what? This thing said August. It said only one. And I added June because I thought there's no holiday
in
June.
Father's Day does not get the respect.
That's true. Kind of like you. You don't get the respect you deserve.
That Mother's Day
it's
does,
the Rodney Dangerville of holidays.
Yeah, it really is. It's
August?
Father's
Day
needs
more.
Janelle,
you're right,
that?
Though. I think it's just one, then. It's just August.
You know how you can prove that?
How's that?
You go to church on Mother's Day. The preacher is always preaching about how wonderful mothers are.
Got the roses, handing out roses.
Roses. And then on Father's Day, the preacher's always hammering fathers for what they're not doing
10
right.
10 ways you can be a better dad. Yeah, that's what you get on Father's Day. Mother's Day, you get, how wonderful our moms are. Come up here, ladies.
The first time I heard that, Tim lamented about that and years ago, and I thought, I've never thought about that. And now every time
it's
that happens, I said, he's exactly
it's
right.
It's true. Well, should we answer our questions?
We're out of time.
All right. Under the U.S. Constitution, what city was the nation's first capital city? You know it,
New York
Tim.
City.
New York City. Technically speaking, we got that one already. What animal appears on the California state flag?
Bear.
Grizzly bear.
That's it.
That's all I got.
I'm out. What do you have?
Plants that don't make seeds reproduce by forming what?
M&Ms.
Spores.
Spores.
They're tiny cells that grow.
Marshmallow and chocolate and graham crackers?
Yes. That's right.
Out by the campfire.
That's right. That's how new plants are formed, Ed. We'll just leave that bit of information with our listening family out there. Spores are tiny cells that grow into new plants. I don't know any more than that.
Do you have another one, or is that it?
That's it. Have a great weekend, everybody. Keep listening to American Family Radio. We'll see you here on Monday.